This past Wednesday at the Alive and Loud event, three intelligent students at King's College gave a speech on why they chose the line of work they want to do in the future. The one that stuck out the most to the audience was Molly Conlon, who was a sophomore here at King's and a PA major. I was able to sit down with her to talk about her fascinating story.
It began 8 years ago when I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. And actually, it's pretty funny how I went about the diagnosis. My sister actually has like a variant of the disease. She has Crohn's disease. So she noticed something was wrong. She wasn't feeling well, so she told my mom. And then a few weeks later, I was like, hey, like I'm starting to feel the same symptoms as my sister. You know, maybe I should check this out too. So we went and I was tested and I had ulcerative colitis. At that point, I was 11 years old and in sixth grade. So, I mean, at the time, I didn't really know what was happening. I didn't realize how severe this whole thing was kind of going to turn out to be. And over those 2 years, I was subjected to pretty much every kind of medical test that was possible. Numerous colonoscopies, endoscopies, blood tests, MRIs, and I pretty much was like in and out of the hospital for those 2 years.
Molly was taking up to 18 pills a day and nothing was working. So her doctors came up with one last solution.
My body just wasn't really responding to anything, and obviously my doctors were trying every combination of those pills possible. My doctors had this last resort medication that's called Remicade, and it actually is for cancer patients as well. And, you know, it's supposedly supposed to work on 99.9% of people, but of course, knowing my luck, I was that lucky 1%, and I actually just got progressively worse. At my lowest point, I was 5'10", and I was 82 pounds. Literally, if nothing had been done, I probably would have passed away within the next 3 weeks, just because, you know, your body can't function when it's at that level. My doctors were pretty much at a dead end, and obviously I wanted to live. So they decided to remove my large intestine.
Instead of getting ready for the start of her eighth grade year, Molly was getting ready for something else.
My operation, the first one, it was scheduled for the first day of eighth grade. And while, you know, all these other, my classmates were being dropped off for their first day of eighth grade, I was being rolled back into an operating room for, you know, that 12-hour operation to remove it.
Molly also discusses with me why she wanted to become a PA.
The moment I actually knew I wanted to be a PA was the night before my first surgery. But the night before, you know, 12 hours, that's a very long time under anesthesia. I mean, especially since at my condition. So I was petrified. And then at that very moment, there was a PA and she kind of just talked me through everything. You know, she talked me through how I was going to be okay, and if I wasn't going to be okay, then, you know, I would find a way to live and cope with that. And I mean, in addition to just like providing me awesome medical care, she was also just kind of like my strongest supporter and everything. That was like the defining moment. I was like, okay, this is what I want to do.
I asked Molly why she felt the need to tell others her story.
Throughout that whole experience, I was, you know, obviously exposed to the hospital more than any other kid who I've ever known. And I think that was really the defining moment where I was like, okay, I'm fascinated with all of this stuff. I think this is all interesting. And something that I think is going to really, really, really be nice when I'm out in the field is the relatability that I'm going to be able to have with these patients. I just think it's nice to know that, you know, somebody who seems all put together, and I don't mean to like talk myself up, but like when you seem like that, you know, I think it's just nice to have other people. They can relate. I mean, if like I look totally fine and normal, like you would never imagine. So I think for anybody else who is, God forbid, experiencing that or went through something similar or, you know, totally unrelated, I think it's just nice for everybody to see like, hey, you know, everybody has something that they're dealing with. We'll say hopefully it all works out as a pediatric PA.
This is Ryan Savillo from WRKC.